I think your wife is speaking. She's very faint.
I haven't.
Hello, darling.
Hello, sweetheart. Oh, it is so wonderful to hear you.
I'm so excited. I don't know what to say to you.
Nah, darling.
I have been looking forward for it, to it so much, you know?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm so excited this morning.
Nah, darling.
You have to forgive me.
No.
I don't want to spoil it by being
exactly. Yes.
Emotional.
Yes.
But it has been too long.
Yes, darling.
Much too long. Yes. Why?
Yes, darling. It won't happen again.
No. You must not be so long.
No, I suppose hope not.
It could not be helped.
No, darling.
But it was not your fault, no? It was no one's fault.
No,
it was just unfortunate. But today you are here.
Yes.
I have been so close to you.
Yes, darling, I know that.
I only wish you would realize how close I am.
Yes, I know that.
I think
darling.
You do, but
yes, I
am still hoping to speak to you at home.
Yes, I know. It's so lovely to hear you.
I don't know, I'm too excited.
No, darling, it's all right.
Don't ask questions, mister. I don't know.
Mm.
Keep talking, ask questions.
Yes, I will.
What did he say?
He says, keep talking.
Oh, good, I keep talking to you. But I think it is that we are both, I don't know, emotional perhaps.
Yes.
I'm too excited.
We can't help it, darling.
I don't know. I say to myself, I will say this and that. And
then
when the time comes, you are the same.
Yes, I understand.
I was with you when you come over on the plane.
Yes, I know that.
And when you arrived to the hotel, you know.
Yes, I know that. Yes.
A different room.
Huh?
A different room.
A different room, yes.
But I expect that is...
Yes, if I'm all right.
All right, where you are.
Yes.
It is comfortable.
It's very comfortable.
Ah, you were up very early.
I have to write...
But no flowers.
Hmm?
No flowers?
I brought your flowers today.
Where are they?
Bram has put them in the vase.
I can't see them in the room.
I don't know where he has put them.
Oh, they must look for them.
Yes.
But it is so unlike you, you know?
Yes, I went and brought the first thing this morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, of course, darling. I can hear it perfectly. It's lovely.
You think you will retire?
No, darling, I don't.
No?
You told me I will work till the end of my...
Well, I think that will be true, but sometimes I think you should have more rest.
No, I want to keep working, otherwise I will suffer.
Well.
And nobody wants me to retire.
No.
No.
But I don't want you to, to be too tired.
No,
I think sometimes it is very exhausting, you know.
Yes.
But you look well.
Yes, darling.
My ring.
Hmm?
You have the ring.
Yes.
The ring.
Yes.
My ring.
Yes, I want you to tell me where it is.
What did you say?
I want you to tell me where it is. It is with me.
I know you. I tell you just now.
Uh-huh.
You have my ring with you.
Uh-huh.
You wear it. You wear it.
Yes.
Did you have it altered?
No.
No? If it does not loose,
no.
Then no? Good. I would not like you to lose it.
It is round my neck, my sister.
I would not like you to lose it, you know.
Darling?
And I like you to wear it.
Darling?
And not to lose it, you know, because sometimes these things get lost, you know. And the chain.
Can't you see it very
I know. Deep? Well, on the round your neck.
Yes.
But, you know, I often wonder why you don't have it on your finger, but you do have to have it altered.
Yeah. I don't like to alter it.
No, I know. I don't mind where you wear it.
Yes,
but I knew you have it with you this morning.
I like it close to
that
my
That is head. Why I tell you about it round your neck.
I like it close to my heart.
I know. What will you do when you join me? You won't bother about things.
No. Then I won't bother about anything.
No.
Anything material.
I wonder how much longer it will be before you come.
I was telling Leslie that I've been to the dentist.
Oh, he thinks you've got marvellous teeth. Or your edge.
I haven't seen a man of 75 years with your teeth.
I don't know. Sometimes I think you must be wrong about your age. I don't think you are 75.
But listen, they also tell me at the laboratory that I can't be 75. And then I show them papers I have written when I got the doctor's degree in 1925 and even earlier.
I know, but it is, you know, you don't look it.
No.
I think, well, who knows, you might be 85 before you come
but
here.
But you know that you are responsible for that.
Well, to some degree, but you have a good constitution. You are well.
You kept me younger.
I know, but...
And now meeting you like this...
I only wish I knew how to do better. I always feel that I have not been good in communicating. You know, sometimes I think I could do much better. You know, when you have gone away, I think, why did not I do better?
I think you have been very good, darling.
I think I get out of practice. I think it is like everything else, you know.
Mm.
It is that if you do it regularly, you become proficient. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and that we do not have perhaps enough opportunity. Sometimes I wish you were nearer.
Yeah.
London, I mean.
Yeah, but darling, that makes no difference to me. I mean...
No, but it is difficult to come.
I can come over any time.
Oh, perhaps we are being selfish.
Now, I'm worrying about my next trip to London.
When is that?
Well, it must be when your anniversary comes, darling.
Well, that would be nice.
If Leslie will...
I expect he will.
Yes.
I should be very cross if he does not.
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, perhaps I am being unkind, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it means so much to us, does not?
Yes, I love
it. It does not. Does it not, huh?
No, I love it.
I get so... I confuse with English. Mm-hmm. Languages no longer mean anything anymore. Over here we can communicate by thoughts, you know, and one gets out of practice in being able to convey words.
Yes.
I have to concentrate very hard, you know,
and
I get confused sometimes.
But I tell you, you have been a wonderful communicator.
You all say this to me.
Yeah.
But I feel sometimes I would like to do so much better.
I'm more than pleased, darling. Yeah.
The roses.
Yeah.
The roses.
Honey, tell me, how big is this voice box through which you speak?
Oh, dear, I don't know. It is not... What a funny question. I don't know. I never even thought about it. All I know is that it is a peculiar thing and you sort of concentrate yourself into it. I don't know how else to explain it.
Yes.
And then I think very hard and that respond and that makes the sound.
Yeah.
And what it sounds like always, I can't say.
Yes.
Sometimes it is better perhaps than others. But I hope it is better than it is good.
Is it something as big as this hand?
Oh, it is like I suppose, I don't know, about as big as one's hand. Yes, your hand, perhaps.
Yes, I thought so.
It is odd, huh?
Yes.
What about your glasses?
My glasses? Do you know, my eyesight has got better.
And I notice you don't seem to bother so much about your glasses.
I don't need glasses for close work at all now.
Oh, that is remarkable.
Yes.
Because I remember often you would have to put on your glasses.
Yes.
And now you don't seem to bother quite so much with your glasses.
That is your carrot juice.
Ah, the carrot juice. You and your carrot juices.
Yes.
And all the other things. I see you pound it up. What do you say? What do you call it? You turn it, you know, into small juice.
Yes.
Grind it. Is that the word?
Yes, that's right. I must say it is very, very good.
I think it is marvelous for you.
It's very good.
I think people would be much healthier if they went on to natural food.
I only wish I could get Leslie to take to it.
Well, I don't know why he does not, but I think he should. I think everyone would benefit from having natural food, vegetable and apple and fruit.
Yes.
Everything like that is good. Natural things are better for people.
But you know, I'm living on more natural food. when we were together.
I know you all.
Yes.
You don't have to cook.
Yes.
So much.
But I'm better for it.
What has happened to the radio?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the radio, darling.
Huh?
Nothing
well,
wrong.
Well, I don't know. Perhaps not, but the other day I was with you, and it did not seem as good.
Oh, but
as if you were not in tune.
Ah, you see, very often there are storms.
Ah, is that what it
and
is?
And when there are storms...
you don't bother with the tape recorder so much.
Well, I have tried again and again, darling, but completely negative results.
I think you get frustrated with it.
You see...
You know, sometimes in the early morning, I am very close. What were you saying to me?
I was going to say to you that my handicap is that I am alone. And to get anything on the tape recorder, there must be sufficient power or a circle of people.
But is it not possible to... No one else that would be interested? Do you not know anyone that is interested?
In Sweden, darling, I don't think anybody has the time.
That why?
Is, that is, to put it bluntly. You see, they think, it's too much time consuming. And I was only reading a few weeks ago about a circle in England who are trying to get communication directly on the tape recorder through a trumpet. And this advice was given by Thomas Edison, you spoke to me about some time ago.
I know there are various people here.
And
like
Thomas Edison advised them to use a trumpet to sort of amplify the voice. And there was a report about it in the paper that they have succeeded in getting good recording by that means, with a trumpet. And they also said that it should be a horn-type trumpet. And this trumpet, the big end of the trumpet is to be close to the voice box. You see? But I thought to amplify through a trumpet, you should be from the small end and not from the big end.
I don't know. I would not have thought it was important to have a trumpet.
Yeah.
Because if the recorder is so sensitive, it would pick up any little sound.
Do you
don't need a trumpet, surely.
I have tried in the black room.
You have?
I have tried in on a very sensitive tape, the most sensitive tape they can have for voices that are not audible. And I have also spoken on that tape very, very
softly,
gently, and yet it has come through, but nothing else.
I think it is worthwhile still to keep trying.
Okay.
Just to switch on the tape recorder for an hour once again, now
but
and again.
But an hour is too long.
Why?
Because, you see, if I keep the tape recorder on for an hour, that means I have to re-listen to it for another hour. You understand?
Yes, darling, but why not?
You see, no, but the tape will run out.
I don't know, but I just feel that it is worth trying.
But most people have got voices within a matter of minutes, so to speak.
But I think it... What I mean is that if you were able to just sit quietly for an hour or half an hour there, and then just let us try.
I have tried half an hour.
You are impatient.
No, darling, I'm not impatient.
You always were impatient.
No, I'm not impatient.
You always want everything at once.
No.
It takes time. If I am willing to try, why not you?
I'll keep on
trying. We can at least keep trying.
Yes, I'll keep trying.
And I still believe that it could be possible. In any case, I am with you so much. I come to you in the early hours of the morning, when you get up, when you wake.
Mm.
And at night, I'm invariably there with you when you are quiet and at peace, you know.
I know that. In the evening.
you do, you, of course, perhaps in a kind of way, you, I think you are sensitive to me. You feel me, and you know in your innermost.
Yes, that's right. That is
and perhaps if we don't need anything else, perhaps it is that,
that
in
is
a kind
true.
Of way you are so in tune with me.
Yes, that is true.
That I know that you believe and understand and realize I'm there.
I mean, many times, even in a shop, sometimes I feel you impressing me to do this, that, and the other.
Oh, like impress you sometimes when you are in a shop or something.
Yeah.
And occasionally to buy something. Not often. But occasionally, when I think it is good or necessary. But now you don't really need anything new. You know, you should have a new suit.
I hope it will be tomorrow.
I know what you think. But...
I don't like...
You don't like what?
The idea that I shall live another...
But this is stupid, you know. Because you're not coming here yet a while. And I think you could do the new suit. No, you please yourself.
Yes,
but I think you have been wearing that suit for a number of years now.
Yeah, but I love the old thing.
All right, so this is why you love me, because I'm old.
You're not old.
Huh?
I love you because you're young again.
I know, but we are old souls.
Yes, that is
this is what I mean, really.
Yes.
We have been together for so long.
Yes, that's true.
And we discover again each other in this last time, you know?
Yes.
And when you come here, then we shall be eternally together.
Yes,
there will be no separation this time.
There is nothing you have told me that has pleased me more than what you say now.
No, it is so true.
Yeah.
I have learned many things, and I know one thing above all else, that nothing will ever come between us again.
No.
We shall not be separated again.
No.
And the short time that is left to you, well, it will pass, and then we shall be here together.
Yeah.
And we have learned a lot. It was essential that I come first, you know.
Yeah.
I'm convinced of it.
Yeah.
I had to come before you this time.
Yes.
Ah, you have a little longer to go.
Devon?
I don't care too. I don't care what you do or whether you don't have a new suit or not.
No.
It is not important to me.
I'm not shabby.
No, I don't think you are shabby, but I think that you ought to have a new suit.
I have got many suits, which I...
But you always seem to wear that one.
Hmm?
You always seem to be wearing that one.
Yes, because it is my favorite.
Well, I don't mind. What does it matter whether you have a new suit or not a new suit?
Yeah,
I don't mind.
I can feel your catch about it.
Well, you still have all my things.
Yeah.
You don't give anything away.
No, I feel your catch about it.
What are you going to do? Keep all those things forever?
I don't worry about that.
No, I don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
I just want you to know I'm happy and I want you to be happy. And I think in a way you are happy.
Yes.
As happy as you will ever be on your side, huh?
Yes, sir.
But the future is what matters.
So long as I continue to talk with you.
When are you coming to talk to me again?
Darling, tomorrow Leslie is going out of London. But the day after, I come.
And again?
And again the day after.
Oh, well, it is not too bad, huh?
No.
That is so.
So.
But it is, I don't know. When you are so near, you know.
Yes.
And I think, if only we could talk today. But never mind. I will come and talk to you the day after tomorrow.
Yes,
huh?
That's right.
And I must concentrate myself more hard.
Yes,
so that I can say more and better things. Huh?
And how is Sibylla?
Ah, the children are marvelous.
Huh?
The children are marvelous.
Yes.
Oh, I wish you could see them. I must get them to speak to you if possible.
Yes,
But they will insist on my speaking. They say, no, you go and speak to Papa. You know, they will insist upon my talking to you.
Yeah.
But I will try and get them to speak on Thursday.
Do you know, Sibylla is very clever in looking in the crystal.
So?
I can tell you, I get impressions about her.
I know.
Which are very, very, very strong. And
she is very, very happy.
Uh-huh.
They both are very happy, the children. But you know, this is it. We shall not be complete until you join us.
Yes. Yes, darling.
And when you come, then we will all be very happy.
Yes.
But I must go. But I will see you on Thursday.
Yes, yes, darling.
Bless you, darling. And thank you for the flowers. I have seen
them.
I wonder where they had gone.
There's somewhere in the room, darling.
I have to go.
Yes.
My love for you.
God bless you. Give my love.
Bye, darling.
Give my love to Sybil.
I will. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, she's a marvellous communicator. She seems to think she doesn't do so well. I think she's fantastic.
Yes.
I think she's marvellous.
Yes.
Anyway, I'll see you again soon on Thursday, Dino.
Yes, yes.
And then again on Friday.
Then again on Friday.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mickey.